Mesmerizing news today from the nation's premier hypnotist. Hear why you're all now under their command. And later, can houseplants dream? OPR's neurology expert keeps telling me no, but I'd like to see her prove it. From The Onion and Onion Public Radio, this is The Topical. I'm Leslie Price, and you are getting very sleepy. Better wake yourself up with some news right after this.
Every day in America, 60 million packages are delivered. But we don't always know what's inside.
He bent down to pick the package up. That's when the device detonated.
Danger is everywhere, and no one is safe in Austin, Texas, as law enforcement hunts a serial bomber for 19 days. From Sony Music Entertainment, Campside Media, and Pegalo Pictures, this is Witnessed. 19 days. Subscribe on Apple Podcasts to binge all episodes or listen weekly wherever you get your podcasts.
Hypnotism, the power of suggestion. Is it real? How does it work? Can you control the minds of others by putting them into a dreamlike state? Well, it looks like we may soon find out after the nation's hypnotist recently announced that we are all now under their complete control. I'm joined by OPR reporter Marcy Hammond. Hello, Marcy.
Hello, Leslie.
So, Marcy, have any of these reports been confirmed? Are we really under the complete control of the nation's hypnotists?
Well, it certainly appeared that way at a press conference last night where hypnotist Jeff Powers, speaking on behalf of all the hypnosis experts in the country, put the entire population in a hypnotic trance and said all 328 million were now bound to do their bidding. Take a listen.
Your eyelids are getting very heavy. That's right, America. You can barely keep them open. You're falling asleep. And you're asleep. When I snap my fingers, nation, you will awaken as if nothing happened, but you will be completely under our power and do exactly as we say. Now, awaken!
Mr. Powers, Jim Garrison, New York Times. What authority do hypnotists have to order around the American people?
Well, I'll tell you. Be a donkey. Your weak will against the power of suggestion gives us total authority. From now on, you all will do exactly as we tell you. Now, buck your colleague, donkey. Oh, listen closely, America. You're all going to get down on all fours. That's it. Now crawl. Crawl around like babies. That's right. You're all babies. Cry babies.
Powers claims to have had every man, woman, and child rolling on the floor and wailing like infants for a full hour. And when he snapped his fingers again, they woke from the trance having no idea what they were doing on their backs or why they'd even been crying.
Well, I was sucking my thumb last night, but I've been doing that for years.
Well, so far, they've commanded hundreds of millions of U.S. citizens to gallop around like horses, perform the song Single Ladies in unison, and quit smoking.
But Marcy, I thought the majority of quote-unquote hypnotized people were just playing along, faking it out of peer pressure and the desire to not disappoint the hypnotist. Is it possible that's all that was going on here?
Well, that's true for the most part, Leslie. Most people were just doing it because everyone else was doing it. However, there are some people who are genuinely susceptible to hypnotism. They're usually the most suggestible and weak-willed among us, and those people will probably jump off a bridge if they're told to while hypnotized, or even slip back into a trance at any moment when they hear the command word given by the hypnotist. Well, luckily, those slow-witted people are anomalous. Leslie?
Did you say anomalous?
Yes.
Hee-haw!
Leslie? Are you okay?
Yes. Thank you, Marcy. Now, hee-haw! I'm sorry, but you see, you are a threat to the hypnotist.
Leslie, what are you doing? Put down the gun!
Hee-haw! Excuse me. Thank you, Marcy. Oh, Marcy, you really shouldn't sleep on the studio floor. I cannot begin to tell you what's been absorbed by that carpeting. Marcy?
You may have heard of the podcast Juicy Scoop. Wondered what it is? Why aren't you listening? Well, I'm its host, created it, been doing it for 7 years. I'm Heather McDonald of Juicy Scoop with Heather McDonald. Now, I could tell you why you should be listening to my show, but my listeners wanted to write the ad for me, and here are some of the things they said. Not your regular Juicy podcast. Catch up on all the juicy topics from Hollywood and pop culture to true crime and beyond. Heather McDonald's Juicy Scoop always has great guests, great laughs, and great gossip. It's a comedian's take on the hottest headlines. Juicy Scoop is the pop culture news you want to hear. No BS, no filter, no filler. Raw, real, and in the moment. Throw in the hilarity of amazing comedians that you will instantly be obsessed with, a juicy crime story, and a dash of normal life in LA moments, and you've got yourself an amazing week of Juicy Scoop. Two episodes every week, every Tuesday and Thursday. It will never let you down.
Well, folks, I've got a mess on my hands here that even a bidet can't clean up, so it looks like I've got to flee the country again. But before I go, here's a bit more news to remember me by. Here's what else you need to know today. Good news in the fight against the coronavirus, as the CDC has announced that the country is now on track to chuck out at least 1 million expired COVID vaccines per day. Newly appointed CDC Director Rochelle Walensky expressed her optimism for achieving the ambitious goal and added that if they're able to keep up their current pace, they may be able to shit-can the entire U.S. stockpile by the summer. And speaking of illness, the Gates Foundation is looking to rid the world of one more today, pledging more than $25 billion toward eradicating whatever disease it is that drives people to support taxing the rich. And finally, state legislators in Iowa are looking to make their streets a little safer for those behind the wheel and are today advocating for all drivers 55 and older to be retested for adequate roadhead safety. Makes sense to me. Once you get past a certain age, getting blown behind the wheel can be downright dangerous for everyone involved. And that's the Topical for today. I'm Leslie Price. If you enjoyed today's episode, you can like and subscribe to the Topical wherever you get your podcast. And if you didn't like it, then perhaps staring into this pocket watch I have here will change your mind. Yes, look into it. Follow it as it goes back and forth. Back and forth. Do you like the Topical now? Oh, wait, you can't see this. Only I can see this. Oh, now I'm getting sleepy. Oh. Well, be sure to tune in next to the top.